up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Driving with Randy. How is everybody doing today? My name is Road Rage Randy, and this is the Driving with Randy podcast, a podcast I started over 3 years ago from my 2007 Toyota Sienna Silver Edition. We are currently in a 2018 Subaru Forester Black Edition. We're going to go get a car wash. Now, it's going to rain here the next couple of days and hopefully cool things down because it's hot as fuck out. Oh my goodness. I went for a little run this morning and I'm just like, I was dripping in sweat by the end of it. Earlier this week, I went out, I got back from a family trip. Every year we go up to Leech Lake and go on a little fishing adventure. Now, I'm not big on fishing. My family loves fishing. I'm more like I can do it for an hour, maybe 2 hours, but they're like, let's go out all day and then come home for lunch and then we'll go back out all night. Holy fuck, it's too much. Now, we got up there and before we get to the main topic, I just wanted to, talk about myself a little bit. Anyways, so we get up there. I know nothing about rigging up a fishing pole. That's on my dad and my brother to do. So they got it all situated. I just know you throw the pole out or I know how to fish. I just don't know anything about the equipment I'm using. So basically my brother rigs me up. I drop the line or I throw it out there. We were bobber fishing. I love bobber fishing. Bobber fishing's so nice. You just throw the bobber out and then you got a visual. And when it goes under the water, you just yank up and boom, hopefully you got a fish on the other line. So I throw it out there. My brother's getting situated. My dad's getting situated. And hey, I just didn't want to go. I normally don't go the first day. And then I normally don't go in the morning. I don't like getting up at 5 a.m. to go fish. But anyways, so I throw it out there and I caught a fish in like 2 minutes. And actually it was the biggest fish of our vacation. It was a 27 and a half inch walleye. I got this picture, just this massive thing. I don't know if I posted it on my Twitter or not, but just this massive fit. Like, we threw it back, right? And all right, well, for starters, you hold it by the gill and then you hold its tail. And then my dad's like, all right, toss it back because we don't really keep fish. We keep enough for one or two fish fries, but that one's way too big. Like, you want those to go reproduce. So he's like, all right, throw it back. Now, the issue I have, like, to completely show you what kind of a fisherman I am, every time I let a walleye, every time I hold a giant ass walleye, my fingers get all cut up because walleye have teeth. And when you put your, as my brother puts it, you don't fist the fish. Like, I just stick my entire fucking hand up there. No, just lightly grip its gill. You're just trying to grip it, not like fist the motherfucker. Anyways, so I looked at the picture after we let it go and holy God, it's a massive fish. It's massive. So, showed some friends that actually like fishing. They're like, what the fuck? I'm like, yeah, sorry. I guess I'm a good angler, I believe is what they call that. Angler or a fisherman. Anyways, I had a pretty good time. Like I said, it's not my favorite thing to do, but I try to put it in perspective. I am absolutely positive there have been times where, my dad takes me to, let's say, a cup stacking tournament. You think he wanted to be at a cup stacking tournament? Probably fucking not. So I try and suck it up and, make the most of it, have myself a good time. But while I was up there, I checked out a couple books and I listened to a couple audio books, and that's how I passed the time, because we don't really talk when we're out on the boat. We just kind of sit there and fish, and I'm kind of a talker, so I had to keep myself occupied somehow. So it was either a podcast or a book, and I checked out this book. The book is called Elvis and Me. Not like Elvis and Road Rage Randy, but Elvis and Me, by the author. The author was Priscilla Presley. And now, I know nothing about Elvis. I put this book on the holds when the book actually first came out, and I'm just getting to it now. Like, the library was like, Road Rage Randy, we have your book ready, Elvis and Me by Priscilla Presley. I don't know much about Elvis. All I know is my dad has a bunch of records, lots of vinyls by Elvis. My dad's gone and seen Elvis impersonators. He's quite the fan. Now, I know a couple songs, not a whole lot. So I just wanted to, you know, learn a little about this man, because I know he was super famous. I know what he looks like. I know his style. And people like worship this guy. So I wanted to learn a little about him. So Priscilla, I really liked it. I like that name. Priscilla's a good name. So anyways, Priscilla wrote this book. And towards the end, she said her reason for writing the book. She said she thought a lot of people wrote books about Elvis, which was her husband, ex-husband. They had a rocky relationship. But she said that she feels like a lot of people that wrote about him kind of portrayed him as this raging drug addict and violent man, which, it's true, but she said there was a lot more to that man than that, and she wanted to write a book telling about their relationship and such. And overall, I thought the book was pretty good. I really did. It was actually read by Priscilla herself, and it told the story of their relationship. Now, I don't remember like years or anything. All I remember is this man was like 24 and she was like 14, and that's just not right. That's just not right at all. I don't know. Was that normal back in the day? I don't know. But she wrote a lot about how he didn't take advantage of her. And, they waited till she was, 20 to get married? Something like that. They waited quite some time before they get married. And she wanted to portray him as this very sweet man. He definitely had a temper, and by the sounds of it, drugs definitely had a lot to do with that. The man loved pills, by the sounds of it. He'd offer her pills. She went on like a 5-day bender just because he gave her some pills, and she's like, "What the fuck? I've been asleep for 7 days." Yeah. She's like, "What the fuck? Our time." So they lived separately, right? She had to fly out to go see him often because he's a superstar, rock and roll superstar. And her parents, I don't know, her parents seemed very, very strict. Like, they obviously wanted her to finish school. They were very controlling by the sounds of it, and she sounded like she just kind of wanted to break free of the parents. And she found that freedom when she got to hang out with Elvis. And they went on many trips together. I believe they went to Ireland. They met in Germany. I don't exactly know how they... I don't remember how they met. It was a pretty short book. It was about 9 hours, I believe. And like I said, overall, 10 out of 10. Did I take a lot away from it? Not too much. It wasn't like an autobiography or a biography. I'd say it was more, memoirs are usually like specific times in their lives. I would say this was probably a memoir. They just kind of told a little bit of the backstory ahead of time. And I thought the ending was like very, very touching. Like, she had a lot of great things to say. Now, I don't know where we're at the car wash. I'm trying to think of, like, if Elvis made music like that today, would he be the superstar he was back in the day? I don't know. And honestly, I kind of want to play an Elvis song while we're in the car wash here. Oh, yeah. We got the lady waiting on us. Oh, yeah. Thank you. I like her hair. She got, like, purple. She got purple and blue hair. I like that. Anyways, I don't know where else I'm getting with this here book. It was very, very good. I don't think there was, like, an incredible amount of death. Fuck! All right, I'm back. I decided I paused it because, one, we're in the car wash, it's loud as fuck, and two, I was just repeating my fucking self. When I read these books or I watch these movies, I obviously do it for entertainment purposes, and I don't remember a lot of the minor details, so I'm just, I have the big picture here of what kind of a person he was, what kind of a person she was, what kind of relationship they had, how big of a superstar he was. I want to do more research. Like, I would love to, I'm going to listen to him today. On my way to work, I'm sure they got Elvis on Spotify. I'm trying to think of where the fuck I was going. Oh, I was going to the grocery store after this. Listen, I went on this, I was going on quite the adventure. What in the fuck? I just don't know what they're doing with the road construction over there. And I'm just going to be stuck here for like half a fucking century because they don't have... Oh, that car was actually super cool. He took his time. Anyways, the book, would I highly recommend it? Fuck yeah, I would. I definitely want to listen to some of his music. I can give a music review later on. I'm almost certain he's on Spotify. If not, I'll nab my dad's vinyls and be like, Dad, let's listen to some Elvis. Or I could just go steal it. The parents are out of town, so it's a party. Maybe I'll invite some people over. Say we're having an Elvis party. That might sound like we're taking pills. That would not be ideal. Anyways, great, great book. I would recommend it. I don't really have a whole lot more to say on it. I guess what's coming up for Road Rage Randy? Is anything coming up? Well, next week. Next week's my race. Am I ready? I don't know. It is so hard for me to get to a race, like, not fucking injured a specific day. It's just so fucking hard. I don't know. I feel a lot more confident than I did last time. And what I learned from the last event was, A, bitching about an injury does fuck all. It won't make it any better. What makes it better is making sure you're on top of your recovery and nutrition. And you just got to trust your body. And at the end of the day, if I can't do it, I can't fucking do it. I'm definitely more confident about this. I mean, I know the course like the back of my hand. I know exactly what to expect. It's just making sure that everything fucking holds up. We're gonna go get some proper nutrition here. I've been big on, oh my God, I've been eating these like tacos. I've been putting, God, I had brisket on it the other day. Just brisket, like loads of vegetables. I also been eating these things. There's this pack, it's called Roastables, because I'm lazy and don't want to actually chop everything up myself. Basically, it's squash, red potatoes, sweet potatoes, carrots, and something else, parsnips maybe? I don't remember. You put it on a pan, you roast it for 20 minutes, holy fuck is it good. The squash and the sweet potatoes just are fantastic. I'm just, like I said, it's probably cheaper to cut it up yourselves, but that's what I'm on about, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I've got going ahead. I'm gonna try and pump out probably another book. I don't know. The the book reviews seem to do very, very well when it comes to listeners and people listening. But like, I holy fuck, this guy just bought the entire store out of Coke, I think. He has a lot of, he just bought a lot of Coke. Anyways, yeah, the viewer seemed to like the books. I just think I don't do a good job of actually doing the books justice and giving a full-on in-depth review. Because, like, I'll go on YouTube and watch, like, a movie review or, like, a music album review. And these people are just so good with words. Me? I'm just good at talking a bunch of nonsense for 20 minutes. I don't have the vocabulary or the, I don't know, comprehension. Is that the right word? Just don't, just not in depth like these motherfuckers. Some people are just so good at what they do. Not me. I just provide entertainment, ladies and gentlemen. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I hope to see you guys back next week. Follow me on Twitter, Venmo, PayPal. Links, all the links are in the description. You guys know the drill. I'm going to get some vegetables here. I'm going to go hang from a bar to loosen up the shoulders a little bit. And I'm just going to have a good rest of my Friday and weekend. And I hope the same for you. I hope to see you guys back next week. If I don't, I hope you guys have a wonderful life. Peace. Peace.